Now, talks are continuing at Prague City Hall between former coalition partners, the Civic Democrats and Topo 9. On Monday, the latter quit the 11-member council, citing concerns over the administration of key areas, including financing, as well as outstanding problems such as the overpriced Blanka Tunnel. And Topo 9 have since offered the Civ Dems a new agreement, one that, however, offers the latter fewer seats on the council and also sees them lose the post of mayor. Well, earlier I asked political analyst Jiří Pehe about developments, including whether Topo 9's stated reasons for the breakup were the whole story.
Well, I think there is more at stake. First, we have to realize that it's only 1 year before the parliamentary elections, and Topo 9 and the Civic Democrats are competing for dominant position on the right side of the political spectrum. Basically, what we see in Prague is maybe a test of what we will see next year. Topo 9 simply senses that it's becoming quite quickly the dominant force, dominant rightist political party in the Czech Republic, and as such, it feels that it should not be in this, let's say, slightly subservient position in the Prague City Hall, because it was Topo 9 that won the elections, municipal elections in Prague, not the Civic Democrats, and there is really no reason for Topo 9 to be in this position at this point. So there is more at stake, and although one cannot easily dismiss all the substantial matters such as conflicts over Blanka Tunnel and so on, I think most of it is just political jockeying for power.
Nevertheless, for voters in Prague, those are serious problems, things like Blanka, how different projects are financed, corruption and so on. Is there a potential that this sort of power grab by Topo 9 could backfire, because it's difficult to imagine that any new council at City Hall could govern particularly effectively with the time left remaining to it?
If Topo 9 takes over and they do realize it, I think it will not be easy for them, simply because they will have to really go into some of the projects which so far have been run by people from the Civic Democratic Party, and they may have to do things such as audits and will have to really investigate whether there were cases of misappropriation of money and corruption and so on. There are suggestions or hints by some Topo 9 politicians that this could be the case. So Topo 9 is really accepting a lot of responsibility by taking over the Prague City Hall. On the other hand, the elections to the Prague City Hall are not held at the same time as elections to other regions, and so they still have some time to actually do something and prepare for the next election. It's a sort of high-stake game on part of Topo 9, but it could pay off.
On the face of it, even if Topo 9 do come to an agreement, because that still is a possibility, if they do come to an agreement with the Civic Democrats on a reshuffle, basically, in the council, is there any way that Prague Mayor Bohuslav Soboda comes out of this on top?
My feeling is that much of what's going on in Prague actually is about Mr. Soboda. He is a good mayor. He is seen by many people as someone who stands out in the Civic Democratic Party, who is not associated by the electorate with some of the other politicians from Civic Democrats who have been to a large extent compromised by their past activities. And maybe this is exactly why Topo 9 wants to replace Svoboda, because they need someone from their own ranks as visible as Svoboda, and they also need to drive Svoboda aside. Basically, he is in a rather unfortunate position. He is not loved by his own people in the Civic Democratic Party. Some of them will be only too happy to get rid of him as mayor, and he also is not really appreciated by Topo 9, because he is one of the few politicians in the Civic Democratic Party right now who is still capable of taking votes away from Topo 9.
That was political analyst Jiří Pehe talking there about the situation at Prague City Hall. My thanks again to him.